So we went back, and because I had been in the lab for a long time, we developed our own glutathione test, which actually measured glutathione in lymphocytes, in fact, in real time, and found that when we did that, the levels that we thought were low were even lower than they were. And with this product, which has subsequently been patented and was issued a composition patent, which is usually reserved for just drugs that the FDA approves, we were able to markedly improve the glutathione, but more importantly, okay, the energy of the patients, the focus of the patients, okay, their quality of life, which really is only coming into its own in terms of a parameter that should be measured in studies, and which we feel is of ascendant importance, the quality of life really improved. And that was really neat, because suddenly these patients were out doing something. Glutathione is the most prevalent antioxidant peptide in the human body. And the body doesn't make mistakes. If it's the most prevalent or most common, therefore there's a reason for it. And the reason is very simple. In each cell of the body, glutathione allows production of ATP. ATP is the fuel for every cell. ATP is your fuel. If you don't have any gas, you won't work. The more gas you have, the more high octane it is, the better you'll work. Glutathione will give you the most highest octane fuel that each cell in your body can possibly have. So if we're dealing with a brain cell and you produce more ATP, that senior moment won't happen. If you're dealing with a heart cell, the fact of the matter is that cell is supposed to contract, to pump. Well, would you rather have it pumping at 50% efficiency or 100% efficiency? If you're dealing with the liver, the liver's job is a washing machine for the body. It's supposed to detoxify everything that you come in contact with that wasn't intended to get in your body. And if you have more ATP, therefore having more glutathione will allow you to have more ATP, that cell will work up to its full potential, and you'll get rid of whatever the toxic product is much more quickly. And if you're an adrenal cell and you've got 50% efficiency, you're going to produce a lot less hormones than you would if you had 100% efficiency. So by replenishing the glutathione, I allow the production of maximum amounts of ATP and the function, the better function of any cell in the body, regardless of what it does in the totality of the organism.